A North Carolina judge has ruled that the Charlotte City Council may continue managing Charlotte Douglas Airport. The decision comes after 16 months of wrangling between city officials and state lawmakers over who will control the airport. But WFAE's Ben Bradford reports the victory isn't final.
Basically, District Court Judge Robert Irvin took the temporary block he'd put on the state-created airport commission last year and made it permanent. The commission still exists, but it has no funds, no power, and no control of the airport. That's not irreversible, because the decision is very specific. Judge Irvin found it's up to the Federal Aviation Administration to decide who runs an airport. State lawmakers didn't get a certificate of operation from the FAA, so their airport commission isn't in charge. The FAA could still issue one, and State Senator Bob Ruscio says it should.
The FAA has no reason not to issue that certificate.
It's clear the state wants the commission in charge, Ruscio says, and another law this year says city officials have to help put it in charge.
None of us are above the law. And therefore, they and the FAA really need to comply with the law.
The FAA refused to act while the issue was in court, so today's ruling clears one obstacle for the commission's supporters. The city of Charlotte declined to make officials available for an interview, but it says in a statement, hopes the state will cease further efforts to put the commission in charge after today's decision. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.